Hi, I'm Tracy Burns, and welcome to Wine on the Street. We are going to talk about summer whites right now because, well, everyone reaches for a Chardonnay. And don't get me wrong, I love me a big, buttery, oaky Chardonnay from California. Truth of the matter is, it's the number one selling wine in the United States. But I think it is high time we all got out of the box, and especially this summer. It has been a long, long winter for those of us here on the East Coast. The sun is up. It is time for change. So I want everyone to get out there. This is your homework, and try something you've never had. Try a different white grape. There's tons of them. Sauvignon Blanc, for instance, is like the unnoticed little sister of Chardonnay. Not many people even want to touch it. Sometimes the color's very light. Nobody really understands. Man, they're so nice. Again, cold, crisp, one of my favorites, Saint-Supré. It has this fabulous grapefruit taste to it. You could drink it for breakfast. It's so fabulous. And then you have the Fumé Blanc, which is the fancy French name for Sauvignon Blanc. Robert Mondavi decided back in the 60s that he wanted to, you know, Sauvignon Blanc had this like mediocre reputation. He decided to put a fancy name on it. And, you know, he sold it just with the fancy name. But it's the same thing. So if you see Fumé Blanc, F-U-M-E, with a little over it, you know that that's just a Sauvignon Blanc. So try it. Try a bunch of different grapes. Try a Riesling. It's the world's, I mean, many people think it's like the world's noblest white grape. I don't know why, but they do. Pinot Grigio from my homeland, Italy. Northern Italian grape. It's pretty much grown everywhere today, but it is crisp. It's white. It's got a little apricot. Give it a shot. And then you have Pinot Gris. Here we go again. It's a Pinot Grigio, but with the fancy French name. I am horrible at pronouncing French words, so I will butcher them. So for anyone out there, I apologize. I took 6 years of French, and I still cannot get the dialect down, probably because I'm raised Sicilian, and everybody talks like this, and that's what happens. And then, so to say a French word, I just butcher it. I'm not even going to bother. But get out there. Try something new. And look, you want to pay homage to the United States? Try Oregon. Believe it or not, they're putting out some amazing wines. Ponzi Pinot Grigio Pinot Gris is amazing. Out of Oregon, little sweet. Oh, it's fabulous. You got orange in there. You'll love it. All these wines, by the way, when they're really cold, there's nothing better than sitting poolside on the beach with a cold, crisp glass of white wine. You want to take a European tour outside of Italy? I say try Greece. Try Moldova, even Bulgaria. They are all making these fabulous, crisp, white wines. So try something new. Get yourself out of the Chardonnay box. We sell enough Chardonnay in this country. We should support the other grapes for a little bit. So try one, and then tell me what you like the best. And we'll keep exploring all these grapes together. Look, there's hundreds and thousands of wines out there that you never even heard of. So now's the time. We're just going to start drinking them all, one by one. Cent'anni.